Judy Thompson, president of a group called Forgotten Majority, has worked with the Florida Department of Corrections to help address some of the problems within the prison system, plagued by inmate deaths, allegations of abuse by prison guards, and cover-ups. Thompson says she gets many letters from inmates claiming they were abused within DOC, and that includes inappropriate use of chemical agents. They're used to discipline inmates. And Thompson says when they're used, those incidents are supposed to be recorded.
I mean, that just doesn't always happen. I'm going to tell you something that happened at Northwest Florida Reception Center Christmas Eve. We had officers that went through those corridors and gave a little spray of chemical agent to the inmates in those cells and said, Merry Christmas. And I got the letters for that. Wish them a Merry Christmas.
It's an area that came up during this past legislative session with regard to prison reform and an issue surrounding use of force DOC Secretary Julie Jones says she gets the most questions about. Monitoring the use of chemical agents was put into a comprehensive prison reform package that ultimately died during the budget impasse between the House and Senate. But following the end of the legislative session, Governor Rick Scott issued two executive orders.
We obviously take any use of force incident extremely seriously. We want to ensure that all uses of force are the least amount of force needed to ensure the safety of our staff and inmates, and that also the force was used appropriately.
One executive order did include tracking excessive use of force cases and monitoring the use of chemical agents on inmates. And DOC spokesman McKinley Lewis says the prison agency has been taking aggressive actions.
We obviously take any use of force incident extremely seriously. We want to ensure that all uses of force are the least amount of force needed to ensure the safety of our staff and inmates, and that also the force was used appropriately.
Since Scott's executive order took effect, 8 correctional officers across the state have been arrested, 2 of them facing federal charges for physically assaulting an inmate without justification. Last month, a Lake City correctional officer was arrested for lying about gassing an inmate in the face. Most recently, 2 other arrests occurred, which included 2 Suwannee correctional officers charged with battering 2 inmates by spraying them with chemical agents and also falsely reporting it.
So we have a use of force unit within our Office of Inspector General who reviews all uses of force that occur within the agency statewide. And we also have challenged our institutional leadership to review uses of force and to keep an eye out for things that maybe look a little suspect so that they can take the appropriate action. And, you know, if it raises an eyebrow, it's probably better to refer it to the Office of Inspector General for a review and then have nothing, you know, have it come out that it was appropriate than to ignore it and then have it turn out that it wasn't.
Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers, who chaired the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, was in charge of this year's effort to reform Florida's prisons in the Senate. He calls the arrest proof things are turning around.
Well, I think that what you're seeing is advance notice of the bill that we tried to put through last year that the governor ultimately did some work on through executive order, and the secretary implemented some of the rules. So I think this is what you're seeing from that evidence that we had collected back during session last year to where you're seeing the actual benefit of it now.
But Forgotten Majority's Judy Thompson disagrees.
Personally, I think nothing's changed, but it's the seat that I sit in. You know, I'm the one that receives all of the reports of abuse and maltreatment and medical neglect. So even without the legislative session, there would still be some officers that would be found out and would be fired. That happened before the legislative session. But we're talking about going below the tip of the iceberg. That's not happening.
She says instead there should be what she calls a, quote, atypical approach to put some penalties in place.
One of the parts of the Senate bill was to weigh those cans of chemical agent going and coming on a daily basis. If that was adopted, then this gentleman that I just sent the information about to central office, they would know that that chemical agent was used because his can weighed 0.5 ounces when he went to work, but when he came out, it was 0.3.
During this past legislative session, DOC Secretary Jones did say they do have those, quote, checks and balances in place, but Thompson says they definitely did not have it in place as far as last year's incident with the spraying of the inmates mentioned earlier during Christmas Eve. Meanwhile, Thompson, who's worked with DOC secretaries in the past, is hoping to open a dialogue with Jones, even sending her a report Friday outlining more abuses Thompson says she's learned about within the prison system. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.